God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and heirs. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." The word of the Lord.
Lord, hear my voice.
for the morning.
O Israel, wait for the Lord.
For with the Lord there is mercy. With him there is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all their sins.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart, even though our inner nature is wasting away. Our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building with God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
The crowd came together again so that Jesus and his disciples could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to him in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Good morning on this beautiful summer day.
Good morning.
It was already 80 degrees at 8:30 this morning. I have to ask, why have you come here today? You might have stayed at home or gone on a picnic. It's warm enough. Why are you here? Are we like those in the crowd in today's gospel who have flocked to Jesus' hometown just to be with him, to be with Jesus? Are we here because we long to touch Jesus, maybe even the hem of his robe, as we hope for healing? Or perhaps we long to hear his teachings and to be fed spiritually? Or is it the food and companionship of our church family that brings us? I believe that more than anything, we are here because we know that we are part of Jesus's real family, his sisters and brothers who very much want to do the will of God. To really understand what's happening in today's gospel by Mark, we need to remember Luke's version of how Jesus was received in his hometown of Nazareth. For the Greek word translated home a couple verses before today's gospel really refers to Jesus' hometown. It refers to Nazareth. In Luke's version, Jesus proclaims his mission or calling in the synagogue of Nazareth by selecting a passage from Isaiah. He opened the scroll, found the citation, and read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, and freedom to those who are oppressed." After Jesus read, he sat down and said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." At first, that hometown congregation admired Jesus, who spoke with such authority. But soon they began to doubt. "Isn't this just one of Joseph's sons? He grew up here." So Jesus chided them. "No prophet can be accepted in the prophet's hometown." Oh boy, that rubbed them the wrong way. Then Jesus explained to them, because of Israel's lack of faith, God had to reach out to the Gentiles, to the widow of Sidon in that Gentile territory. And he healed the leprosy of Nathan, the Syrian. Oh, no way. The people's doubt turned to hostility. As Jews, they believed they were the chosen people of God. How could Jesus even suggest that the Gentiles would be preferred to them? Yet Jesus would have none of their nationalism. This enraged them so much that they sought to hurl Jesus off a cliff. So much for neighborliness. No wonder Jesus' mother and brothers sought for his safety. They surely heard the rumors that Jesus had gone out of his mind. So the family aimed to take control of Jesus, lest he do something even more embarrassing. Besides, Jesus seemed to be so overwhelmed by these crowds who pursued him relentlessly that he had little time to spend with his family. He didn't even have time to eat. Now I ask you, what was a mother to do with him? Now, in addition to the charge of insanity by his kinfolk, the religious authorities got wind of Jesus' provocative teaching, and they leveled two additional charges against him: that he was possessed by a demon, and that he was an agent of Satan. These charges about demons stem from the fact that Jesus performed a number of exorcisms. Mark the evangelist in particular, reports that Jesus cast out many demons and forbid those demons to speak because Jesus said they knew him. They knew him. In fact, in the synagogue in Capernaum, the unclean spirit cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." At which Jesus promptly cast Out that outspoken demon. However, it was evident that unlike the religious authorities, those scribes who were sent from Jerusalem to investigate Jesus, the unclean spirits recognized the holiness of Jesus. It was these scribes who leveled the accusations of demon possession against him. Well, their unjustified condemnation went far too far. Jesus rebuked them, saying, "Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and what blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin." Some people misrepresent this saying. It seems a hard saying, but it is spoken at a particular time and place, and particularly to the scribes and religious leaders of Jesus' day. These folks who, out of jealousy or hard-heartedness, simply refuse to listen and really hear what Jesus is saying. They choose to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. They choose to because they fail to discern the holiness, the Spirit's presence in Jesus and in his ministry. They fail to acknowledge that indeed it is the Spirit of the Lord that anointed Jesus to bring good news to the poor, the blind, the suffering, the oppressed captives, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That crowd, the motley people of seekers, sinners, and the suffering which surrounded Jesus, they got God's message. They understood. They discerned the Holy Spirit at work in Jesus' ministry to them. No wonder it is that Jesus proclaims that it is these folks, it is us folks, who are his real family. We are his real family. As Paul tells us in today's epistle from 2 Corinthians, we have the same spirit of faith. We have the same spirit of faith as did those folks who crowded around Jesus. So we do not lose heart. We do not lose heart. Paul has so many beautiful thoughts in this second letter to the Corinthians. I encourage you to get out your Bibles and read more of it this week. In particular, two chapters earlier than today's reading, Paul writes, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession as we did with the Alleluia song at the beginning, our entrance into church, and with our Alleluias as we exit. Through this, God spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing the Christ, the fragrance from knowing Jesus." Paul says this, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." Imagine, we are the aroma of Christ to God among ourselves and our neighbors. Jesus Christ is the essence or the body of the aroma, as perfume makers might say. But what ingredients, what scents combine to enhance the aroma? Kind words, gentle encouragement, giving spirits, warm hearts, open minds, love of all kinds. Love, especially as shown in a willingness to forgive. I was overcome by the sweet, sweet fragrance of Christ among us as I heard the story of Anthony Ray Hinton on morning television this week. I think it was CBS, but I'm not sure. Mr. Hinton, an African American, was framed for a murder he didn't do. One of the consequences of the fall that we heard of in Genesis. And he spent 30 years in jail, a significant portion of which was on death row. Ray would never take a plea deal because he never wavered in affirming his innocence. But did this unjust conviction harden him? Absolutely no way. No way. He asked that a book club be started among those on death row, and he encouraged inmates to read. He was also part of the family of death men walking convicts who routinely banged on the metal bars of their cells. Let's see if I can do a little banging. From 10 minutes before to 20 minutes after all electrocutions. These inmates wanted the dying to know that they were not alone, even as they smelled their flesh burning. The aroma of Christ, even among those who are perishing. Mr. Hinton has written two books, The Sun Does Shine and A Ray of Hope, which I have yet to read. By word and example, Mr. Ray Hinton preaches forgiveness much as Nelson Mandela did after his years of incarceration. As we pray in today's psalm for forgiveness for those unjustly convicted or oppressed, out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. If you, Lord, were to note what is done amiss, O Lord, who could stand? For there is forgiveness with you. Therefore, you shall be feared. O Lord, our souls wait for you more than watchmen for the morning. More than watchmen for the morning. My closing prayer is that we will open our hearts and minds to discern the spirit of Jesus among us, and that we will smell the sweet, sweet fragrance of his presence. Amen.
Will you please stand with me and let us share our faith together in reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 12 of your bulletin.
We
We believe in one God,
Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life for the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let the light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Steve, Nicole, Courtney and J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Evan, Pat, Doug, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Betsy, Michael, Clara, Georgina, Joyce, Les, Sarah, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Alan, Audrey, Pat, Nick, Morgan Ray, Tony, Raphael, David.
Are there any other intercessions? Send your spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Turn us unto your ways, O Lord, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need.
Lord,
We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Greg Whalen.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Of God for the people of God. And all are welcome to come to the table to receive communion with the bread and wine, or just one. If you prefer just receiving a blessing, cross your arms over your chest. To receive the communion, you just open your hands, and you may either drink from the cup, or as I do, intinct, dip the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve my soul and everlasting life. Amen. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Beseeching our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to sustain you and to fill you with his grace, that you may know the healing power of his love. All are welcome to come to coffee hour following the church service. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace. To love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
go forth in the Spirit to love and serve the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God.